This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
So, before we get started, ladies and gentlemen and furs of all ages, we have a sad announcement to make. There's some bad news. After last week's episode, we decided, because he wanted to quit, to let Tabin go. And so Tabin has moved on to other things. He's doing some videos and he's performing on stage and things like that. And, you know, this podcast was just getting to be too much for him. So we let him go. But fear not. We found a replacement for Tabin. We did an extensive worldwide search and we found his exact duplicate. In fact, even the most discerning listener may not be able to tell the difference. So now we are still BFFT, but with that new Tabin smell.
Which is why that's the title of this episode.
That's right. And discerning listeners, you just heard the new Tabin. And as you can tell, it doesn't sound much different than the old Tabin.
I must say, it's an interesting place to be right here in the seat of the old Tabin.
It is.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how this goes. So before we roll the music, do either of you have anything you want to say?
I want to say the piggy is in the blanket and the chocolate is wrapped in Velveeta cheese.
Ew, gross.
That's the new Tabin?
It's the new Tabin. That's the gross Tabin. All right.
Guess where that smell is coming from.
I know. Yeah. It smells like chocolate cheese. Blah. That's what that new Tabin smell is. Chocolate cheese. Oh, okay.
Get the old one back. We don't like the smell.
Let's
we like
roll
the
this.
Apple pie of the old Tabin.
Let's roll the music. Well, hello, greetings, salutations. I wanted to put W's in where the L's were. And Mubark Fluff to all the creatures in the Potterverse. I am Barely Normal, and you are tuned into Barely Furcasting, featuring, you guessed it, Tabin. Tabin the Fluffy, Tabin the Punny, Tabin the Huggy, Tabin the Magical Pup. How the fluff are you, Tabin?
Well, hi, I'm feeling new somehow. Oh, and I think, to go along with your salutations.
Salutations.
Moo bark fluff.
Fluff. Moo bark fluff. Yes. Moo bark fluff.
But no, I'm doing pretty good. Running around doing the things. Excited to see you, Barely, and you, Rain, again. Mm-hmm. How is it going with you,
Yay.
Fine furs, on this eve?
Rain, how
it
you doing?
Going. It is going.
It is going. Well,
yes. Anybody that's looking for a raccoon employee, please hit me up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My job has gotten really bad.
Oh,
After talking to you this morning, I yeah, okay. I'm not surprised to hear you say all that. Oh, this one. That,
there you go.
Oh, I did it. I'm back.
Yeah.
I was gone, but now I'm back.
Yes, but now you're back. Yes. Okay.
We have to train the new Tabin as well.
We do.
I have to train the new Tabin. Sit closer to the microphone. Okay. So, well, we're going to try and keep this to a tight 1 hour because we all have things we have to get done tonight. For some reason, it just kind of fell weirdly this evening that things are happening this way. So let's just jump right into the past today. Get a little deja vu going.
Before we do a little deja vu, I remembered two quick things that I remembered. I do want to say one, plug for Get Out the Vote. We need volunteers and panelists and stuff. Seaside, Oregon, February 2 through 4. It'll be great. We're all going to be there. It's going to be fun. Times, make sure to go to this new con and stuff. So I'll say that. And I guess I should say getoutthefloat.com is where you go and you can like register and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so I have a friend, his name is Mike, and he needed appendicitis. And because of that, he needed an emergency surgery just last evening. I guess it was an open mic night.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, all right. Well, let's You know what deja vu is, right? I said we're going to do deja vu. That's the feeling you've heard this bull before. So,
and if you've heard this pod, then definitely you have.
Right. So we're going to jump right into the past today. Do you have anything on past episodes before we get into the obscure movie quote answers from last week?
Capitalism, every first, almost tired from. There.
No, okay. Almost. Almost got it. Almost.
I was turning on the other mixer.
I know. I took advantage of...
He took advantage of my distraction.
The Mr. Mystics. Okay. Rain, you had some OMQs that you wanted to discuss.
I did.
I think we had some corrections that we need to make here.
Yes, we do. So they're actually quotes. So one of them was an actual movie quote.
Okay.
So you likely all got the first one, mm-hmm. which was, I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that, which was from 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. The next one was, I said the world, and it actually was supposed to be the universe. Mm-hmm. The universe is a pretty big place, and I don't think we're the only ones in it. Mm-hmm. From 1977. That was supposed to be from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but it was not.
Oh, okay.
It was actually a Carl Sagan quote, and it was paraphrased in the movie Contact.
Yes, it was.
By Jodie Foster in 1997. So only 20 years off from when I said it was. And then the third one was, the future is not an inheritance, it's an opportunity and an obligation. That was from 1991, and supposed to be from the movie Terminator 2 Salvation, or Judgment Day, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And it was not. It was actually a quote from William J. Clinton, and as far as I can tell, it was never actually in a movie.
William J. Clinton, you mean President Bill Clinton?
I may, yes, probably. Maybe, okay. Or a writer with the same name. It just says William J. Clinton.
Okay.
I mean, could be Bill Clinton. Who knows?
Could be Bill Clinton.
He also said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
That's right. Depends on what your definition of is. I love that quote also. Yeah.
Oh, me too. What is your definition of is?
Yes.
What is
your definition of is? Anywho's. Well, so new Tabin now needs to listen up a little bit and discuss what old Tabin talked about on the obscure movie quotes, because it's his turn now to explain what they were.
I get to explain the things?
You need to
explain your old self.
Pup-splain.
I from what I understand, there is no explaining of my old self, but I'll do my best. So this is what old Tabin passed on some notes to me about this. And let's see here. Where are my notes? Oh, there they are. Oh, yes. Okay. So the first one was, the quote was, that sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man, and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
Ooh. Can I guess?
Yes, you can barely.
Is that from Pretty Woman?
It's not.
Oh, wow. That sounds like something that she would have said. Yeah.
It does sound actually.
Okay.
Maybe actually that's where this quote was maybe stolen from that. I don't know.
I don't know. So,
Rain,
so what is the
answer? Do you have any guesses?
Maybe 9 to 5.
Huh. That's actually not a bad guess either.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you never know. It's actually from The Birdcage.
Mm. Oh,
Albert says it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is a good movie.
That one. I've watched that movie at least 2 times, 3 times a year. I should have known that. Yes.
I should have as well.
I guess it's about time for you to watch it again. It's getting up on that time of the year, Barry.
Apparently.
I know. And then he goes, oh.
Yes, he does. Oh,
Agador Spartacus.
The second quote was, no, look, what's the matter with you all? It's perfectly simple. We have the fire drill when I ring the fire bell. That wasn't the fire bell.
My guess is, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It was that Mr. Hand?
No, good guess though, actually.
God, okay.
Kung Fu Panda.
Good guess, but no. It was Basil Fawlty from the Germans episode of Fawlty Towers.
Remember,
there's the fire bell thing, and there's the Germans, and he goes to the hospital, concussion and everything.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Anyway, wow, old Tabin actually had some... Actually,
some really
actually
good quotes
this time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tabin, what? Wow. And the third one
was... Just when old Tabin was getting good at stumping us.
I know. Then he goes away. What's happening?
He goes away. It's like, well, we'll be able to see him on Broadway soon.
There you go. On Pupway. The third quote was, I hate shows that do this.
That was Barely Normal on the BFFT podcast.
Every single episode.
Every single episode. Yes.
Yes, exactly. It was also originally from the Birdcage. Also, newsman number two says it.
That's Sneaky Pup.
I know.
No, newsman number two.
Number two. Yeah.
Okay. Newsman number two. Yes.
It's always the newsman number two. So on that note, that is all Taven's movie quotes. I guess O-T-O-M-Q.
O-T-O-M-Q. Yes.
It's going to be O-N-O-N-Q for next time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to think about that. That's a lot of
We're going to that's a lot of initials.
Let's just keep the regular
That's a lot of initials. I have to ask, I'm looking at the Taven desk. Our viewers can't see this, but on the back.
We don't have viewers. Our listeners can't see it either.
That's a line from a podcast I listen to. They always refer to their listeners as viewers. So our viewers can't hear this or see this, but it looks like you've got an old Texas Instruments on your desk there.
He does.
You are amazing, Barely. I'm so impressed. It's not the old one. It's the TI-89. I mean, it's still, by now it's old, but that is very good eyesight on.
Yes.
I am so impressed, Barely.
That's somewhere I still have my old Casio.
Wow. You know,
it's the Casio that was the pretty much the equal to the TI.
It was, either a TI. It was either a TI or a Palm Pilot, so I guess TI first, because...
Knowing me, it's probably more likely like actual calculator.
He's been using that as his cell phone for the last 20 years.
Yes.
It's no wonder we can't get a hold of him when we need to.
I know, because he's typing, texting in numbers and formulations.
Hex decimals.
Oh, my cow, indeed. All right, well, let's get to some... obscure words, and I
obscure words.
I dug deeply, and you probably hear a train in the background right now. But why they have to blow the horn so much? See, even the train people nearby knew that we were off the rails, and so they're doing their little things. So, the first word is frontistory. That's
how do
spelled,
you spell? Is that F R?
No, it's P H R O N T I S T E R Y. Frontistory.
So it's very acidic because of all the pH it's got in front there.
That's right, frontistory. It's a thinking place.
Mystery joke.
Oh, I was gonna guess it was like a palm frond.
Oh, no, that would be F-R-O-N-D.
Where you use a palm frond as a rotisserie.
A frond pumped?
Yes. Palm frond is a rotisserie.
Ah, no. Oh, it comes from the Greek frontistis, which means thinker. And so the thinker, the frontister, goes to the frontistory to think and cogitate.
So that's what that statue is all about. It's actually not the thinker. It's the frontister.
It's the frontister.
Now, the next word is philology, and that starts with an F.
An actual F,
and that's F-I-L-I-C-O-L-O-G-Y, philology. And what do you think that is?
That's what I do in my naughty time.
Okay. Philology.
I think it's what happens. It's
ecology,
study...
not collie. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I got confused.
It's the study of putting things in things, and that's why it's a philology.
It could be, but it's actually the study of ferns.
Oh, really?
Yes. You should ask your hubby that when you get done today. Ask him if he knows what philology is.
Philology. Yes. He might know because he has a lot of fills.
Yeah, I thought you'd say philicali, and I was thinking philicali,
that's
certain,
totally different. That's
I was
that's
thinking
the,
of a certain collie up in Canada.
That's the
that
After
really
Dark
like.
Episode. Okay, so the next one is halatinous.
Halatinous.
That is H-A-L-A-T-I-N-O-U-S.
I'm going to guess it has something to do with bad smells or odors because, like, halitosis and stuff is my guess.
Could be.
Halatinous. Maybe that's, like, gelatinous's cousin?
Could be. It was made with challah. Yeah. Well, it's made with challah bread. It smells like challah bread. No. Helatinous means salinity or salty, kind of like the ocean mist when you go to the ocean and you taste the salt air.
That is helatinous.
Helatinous.
Or salatinous.
Well,
so that would make more sense.
Why do we call a chair a chair? Why do we call a desk a desk? I mean, you know.
Why do we call...
do everything and sit
Tabin.
Quietly.
Yes. Why do we call Tabin?
Yes.
Like, just don't do it, actually. Don't call Tabin. Come on. Just don't.
Okay. Now, the next one is a scandoscope.
Scandoscope. So this is when you are looking through the looking glass so that you see all the bad play going on. Because that's when you're looking through the scope at the scandals.
Mm.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say a scandoscope is what, paparazzi use to catch, you know, stars doing naughty things.
Ooh, the scandoscope.
Or scandoscope. It makes your breath smell better when you are in a scandal because it's scandal scope.
Scandoscope, yes.
Scandoscope gets rid of the smell of scandal.
Yes. Yes.
Very
good. Oh, wow. That was a reach and a good one at that, I have to say. So... the actual thing that it is a device for cleaning chimneys.
Wait, I thought that was Dick Van Dyke.
Off.
Yeah, that is Dick Van Dyke. No, he's a chimney sweep, you see.
Yeah, he's a chimney sweep. That's a device for cleaning chimneys.
But he used a scandoscope to clean.
I thought it was just a chimneys. Broom. He called it a broom. The chimney sweep broom.
That's the name of the broom.
They did not have intelligent words back then in those days, so it was just a broom then.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's now.
Now it's my final word. My final word for the evening, the day, the whatever, whenever you're listening to this, fair viewer, is nequient.
Nequient.
I don't understand this word.
That nequient. Sounds like something that you need.
I just killed barely.
Oh.
What
go ahead, Tabin.
I missed it.
He said he didn't understand the word.
Oh.
And that's the definition of the word.
Oh. I get it. I get it now.
Yes. Oh, what were you going to say it was, though, Tabin?
I said it was going to be, had something to do, nequient. What did I think it was going to be? Something that has to do with, like, oh, it sounded like some bad medical thing. That you need lotion for on your neck. It's nequient. Like I don't know.
I have a case of nequient. please give me some ointment
for that.
Yeah,
it's over on aisle 12.
It's on aisle. Everything's on aisle 12. There are no other aisles. So nequient means the inability to understand, which is why Rain's joke, I don't understand that word, was actually brilliant.
And why it took me so long to get it, because I had no idea what it means.
Right, Teresa. So,
you were nequient of the word nequient. So
you were nequient of that, right? It's like I am nequient in calculus. So
me too.
You know, yeah.
I am nequient in all things having to do with necks.
You're a smart pup. You're a smart pup.
Oh,
I know.
I know necks.
Wait, does this Tabin know math as well?
Yes, I think.
Oh, good.
He's an exact replacement.
Oh,
we went
Dolly the sheep. Are we doing some cloning experiments?
It might have been. I mean, you know, the funny thing is when he applied for the job, he said that he was just like Tabin. And I thought, well, that's impossible. How can he be just like Tabin? And then I spent an hour talking to him and I was like, oh, my God, you're just like Tabin.
So you'll never get back.
Well, there are two Tabins out there. That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even the evil Tabin.
No.
I've heard about the evil Tabin.
Evil Tabin.
I'm glad I'm not him. That's yes. For sure.
He's evil, but he's cute.
That's right. Except for the goatee. That? So
yeah.
He's always got to have the goatee. Yeah, the little evil
pointy
goatee.
And how he
goatee.
Goes, oh, ha, 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 and points at him.
And points at him. Oh, ho, look at my goatee. Ha, ha. That means I am evil. Ha, ha, ha. You'll know that I am an evil Tabin because I have the goatee. Ha, ha,
the goatee.
Ho, ho, ho. I give cigarette to bebe. Okay. So.
Oh my cow.
I just heard that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my cow.
Okay, Mr. Tabin.
Hi.
Do you have a comment that you would like to make at this juncture?
I do have a comment I would like to make at this juncture. Mm-hmm. Very astute for you for thinking that I might You know me. Well, I guess since I am just like the old Haven, that's why you know me so well. So there is an airhead, a brunette, and a redhead traveling across the country because there's no blondes or anything. We don't want to. Their car breaks down on an old country road. Mm-hmm. They're waiting all evening for help, and they start to get hungry. So they walk to an orchard nearby and pick some apples. Well, the farmer sees them and runs out and says, "Hey, you girls, stop stealing my apples." And starts chasing them. The girls, he goes, And so the girls run into a barn nearby, and they see three empty gunny sacks, you know, those big burlap bags and stuff, laying on the floor. So they each grab one and jump into it and hide and lay still on the floor. The farmer gets into the barn and sees the three very full gunny sacks laying on the floor. He goes over to the first one and gives it a little kick. It's the brunette inside, and she goes, "Ruff, ruff, ruff, ruff." The farmer shrugs his shoulders and says, "Well, it's just a dog," because that's what they do. They go, "Ruff, ruff, ruff, ruff."
They go, "Ruff, ruff," and then they hide in gunny sacks.
And that's what they do. That is their life. So then he goes over to the next gunny sack and kicks it, and it's the redhead this time. And she goes, "Meow, meow." And so farmer says, "Well, okay, it's just a cat." So he goes over to this third sack, and it's the airhead. And the farmer kicks it, and she goes, "Potatoes, potatoes." So that's what I have to say about that.
Potatoes, potatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
You say potato, I say vodka.
It's the same thing, really. I mean, it's healthy. It's all healthy.
It's all about. I mean, I'm drinking grape juice right now, so you know.
You are the airhead.
I'm drinking
really
green
potatoes Taven. Vodka is what she said.
Right. Potatoes vodka. So, I discovered a. Well, it's not like it wasn't ever discovered, but I went to Mystic Winery last weekend, and they have some really good wines, and
better place than Mistake Winery.
Yes, Mistake Winery's not so good. No. It tastes like vinegar. And
That's why everyone that's coming out of that place is crying and they're whining about it because of the
whining.
And also, there's a winery over that direction called Coelho. That's spelled Coelho. It's Portuguese Portuguese for bunny, and they have a bunny on their label.
So it's so adorable. Cute,
and the wine is very good.
So now I know where quaaludes come from.
It's from bunnies. Yes,
yes. That's what those little round things are. Quaaludes.
Yes,
they're not tribbles. They're
the little round things that are in the bottom of the cage. They're
bottom of the cage. Those are quaaludes.
Try them, everybody. All our listeners should try them.
That's right. They're smart pellets. So the more you eat, the smarter. That's the old joke. Have you not heard that joke, Taven?
I have not heard that joke.
So, you know, the guy goes up to the rabbit cage. He says, "What's that on the bottom of the rabbit cage?" And the farmer says, "Well, those are smart pellets." And the guy goes, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, just eat a few. You'll get smarter." He starts eating them and he says, "Wow, this tastes like poop." He says, "See, you're getting smarter already." Okay.
Oh my cow.
So let's get to media. All right.
Old Haven did that, so I'm doing it too.
He did that. Yeah, he left you notes. I saw, good that he left you notes. Yeah. So I rewatched The Interview with the Vampire on Paramount because my hubby was watching it, and so I watched it with him. So because, there we go. And finish the foundation. The foundation is finished until next season. So I'm looking forward to that coming out next year.
You have stood on the foundation and you are looking out and waiting for the finish.
That's right.
The foundation.
With Selden, yes. And then some random Food Network shows. And, of course, watching What We Do in the Shadows for Sleepy Time. And that's pretty much everything I've been watching. I've been busy making or editing videos and audios and all sorts
of
stuff.
And making tea.
And making tea, yes. Tea bin. That's what you keep your tea in, as a tea bin. Yes. Taben, what have you been watching?
Well, that's what I have to say. And also, from what I hear, the old Hibben also had to say, like, because all furries always, like, pronounce my name wrong. They'd be Thai, Bai. I mean, you've heard this. It's like, and I'm like, no,
Thai ban.
Think of a bin of bin. Tea, but of Tay instead. And that's
right.
All you have to do.
Yes,
but.
It's a Tay bin. Tay bin. Bin. It's very simple.
Yeah. It's easy.
At Adam, I don't remember if I said this, but
Adam?
It was at.
Was he with Eve?
Yes.
took a while.
It was Denver. No, was it Denver? Yeah, it was Denver. So, you know, I did the floor wars at Denver this year, and the announcer announced, like, when he announced my name to come up, he said, well, how do you even pronounce it? I don't know. He went, Tybine.
Tybine.
And then he was talking to his thing, and I couldn't do that. So I went up and said, no.
but
he,
so
like,
no.
Totally got it wrong. And then when I got up for, you know, I made it to the second round, he announced me for the second round, and that he got closer. He did something like, Tay Bean or something like that. He was trying to learn.
Oh, you're a Tay Bean.
I'm a Tay Bean. I have little Tay Beans.
Well, that's one of the weirder ones. The weirdest one that's the weirdest one. But one of the weirder ones I've heard was the one for that called you Tabian.
Tabian.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
From the planet Tabia.
I know. It's like Tabian? No, Tabian. No. Tabian.
No,
it's like,
Tabian.
Yeah, same. But speaking of Tabin, what have you been watching and listening to and reading and stuff?
Watching South Park for Lunchies. We finished season 4 of Never Have I Ever. Really good ending. Like, they did a really good job with the ending. I don't know if it's the last season or not. They definitely could be like a last season, but they don't say, because John McEnroe, you know, who's the one that's moderating it, says, or is it? So I don't know if there's going to be another season. We finished Jack Ryan season 4. And you all know Jack Ryan, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know season 4 came out already. I'll have to watch it.
Season 4 is out, and it's the last season.
Cheers.
It's really good, of course. And it turns out, and we didn't realize until we're 2 episodes from the end of season 4, that it turns out that we forgot to watch season 3.
Well, they stand on their own most of the time.
They do. Yeah. We didn't really feel like we were missing some things. And any time that I felt like I was missing something, it's like, you know, I kind of have trouble following some of this political stuff anyway, so I just chalked it up to that. But maybe if I watched season 3, I would be, oh, that's why that was a thing in season four.
Yeah,
that was a big
exactly.
thing.
Exactly, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So that's fun.
See.
And we're rewatching Big Bang Theory season 4.
Oh, okay.
And been playing Bloons. Hearthstone, not as much. Mostly Bloons, Beat Saber. And Rain, last week you mentioned the VR game Hubris.
Yes.
And I meant to ask you, so I remember to ask you this time, how do you spell that?
Hubrus, I believe.
Just, Hubris.
U-B-R. Like, just like in the dictionary.
I was trying to find like Hubrous or some other spelling, and it kept coming up with totally different things. I'm like, I'm not spelling
it. It's Hubris.
R-I-S. Oh, I was so wrong. Okay, now
like,
maybe I'll...
Like, great hubris.
Yes.
Great hubris! Your army is great. It's really big.
Sure.
Okay, that was dumb. That was dumb. That was so dumb.
Do you know what hubris is, Tabin?
Oh, I was thinking of humorous.
No.
Hubris is arrogance.
Yes.
Oh, so not when you have a big army.
And It's usually arrogance that's predicated on the failing of something.
Others.
So hubris usually is really good grammatic structure when you do this because it's predicated on that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Good. Mm-hmm. My grammar is my mom's mom. Okay, I'm stopping.
That is true.
That is true. Your grammar is also your dad's mom.
True. It's true. It's multifaceted there.
You have two grammars.
I have two grammars. And then I have a great grammar.
She's the grammar, she really speaks well. She's the best grammar. She's the great grammar.
Right.
Like, she sold so many books because of her great grammarness.
Yes.
And also last week I mentioned Space Cat Tactics, the official game had come out. and I have not played it more. So that's my media for the week.
Well, you haven't played it because you're new Tabin, but old Tabin might have played it, but we don't know because he's gone.
That's right. Yeah. I haven't talked to old Tabin, so I don't know. Yeah.
I see it there that he said, you know, here, play this. And you were like, okay.
Sometime, and maybe.
Sometime, maybe in the future I'll play this. I don't know.
Yes.
Anyway, okay. Rain, what have you been watching consuming media-wise?
And maybe confusing, depending on what
I have been confused sometimes, too.
Yes.
So I binged the entire first season of the Netflix live-action adaptation of One Piece.
Only fantastic one show. Of them.
Yeah, just One Piece refers to the treasure that will make you the Pirate King if you find it. It's the old Pirate King's treasure, and Luffy, the main character, goes after it. He's just this really exuberant boy who believes in himself and believes he's going to be the greatest pirate ever. And so he decides to go after the old King of the Pirates treasure to become the new King of the Pirate. But the characters are pretty true to the cartoon, although I admit I've only watched a couple of episodes so I'm not 100% sure they're exactly falling in place, but still really good. Even if you're not a One Piece fan, I recommend watching it. It's really good.
I'm wondering, if you fall in place, does that mean you just like go squish straight down? Because if you fall normal, you're like go at an angle and stuff and you're not in place anymore. But do you get squished?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It depends on what planet you're on when that happens.
Right.
Like if you're on Tibian, whatever. Tibian,
yeah. That's very light gravity, and you just kind of float down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've also been playing some VR. I've been playing Budget Cuts Ultimate. It's a remake of an early VR game by the same name, but without the ultimate.
I have to write this down.
It's called Budget Cuts. So what do you just look at a spreadsheet and cut budgets here and there? How exciting is that game?
You are last human employee in an entire company full of robots. All the other human employees got sent to HR and never came back.
Which is
kind of the way I'm feeling right now. But so it's really good, really silly. You play a human in an office full of robots, a whole office building. It's actually two buildings, kind of. The robot workers are really nice. They're just kind of these just goofy little cute robots. And they're very nice. So don't hurt them. The robot guards are really bad. They want to kill you. And they will kill you. They all have guns and they all shoot at you. Even if they just catch a glimpse of you, they want to shoot at you.
Done, done.
Indeed.
Barely got.
And then the robot supervisor is truly evil. His name is Adam. Uh-huh. He is not nice. You don't want to go see him. He's head of HR. He's bad, bad, bad robot.
Don't eat his apples. That's for sure.
Yeah, very good game. The update has fixed a lot of things. Of course, the old game was really early VR days, so it's not the old game didn't have continuous movement. You had to teleport everywhere. You still have teleport abilities in the new game, but you also, when you're not teleporting, you can walk around like normal if you want.
Awesome.
Game, fun. There's actually two, I think they're up to Budget Cuts 3 now or something like that.
Is it very expensive?
No, it was like $29 on Oculus. Typical. Yeah.
Oculus. I'll go buy that tonight and check it
out. It's really cute, really funny. Some of it's a little scary because you gotta run away from the robot guards at first because you don't have any weapons.
Oof.
Yeah. So, but it's all cartoony. It's very cartoony. No bad violence in it.
So, if you're using Oculus,
yes,
and you're playing a game about vaccinations, is it then an inoculus?
I don't know if there's any games for vaccinations.
That was a Tabin level joke.
Yeah,
that was.
I was actually just going to say, Barely, I think you've been listening to me. I mean, this is bad for you. This is. I'm so sorry for what I've inadvertently done to you.
Yes.
Sorry, we've ruined the Barely.
That was total Tabin level. That's so horrible.
It was so bad. So, so bad. Well, okay, we have no furries in the news. There's no news tonight. Or there's no
GNUs is good GNUs.
No GNUs is good GNUs.
Says Gary GNUs from
Gary GNUs.
The Great Space Coaster.
That's what that show is. I could not figure out that show. That was a Sid and Marty Krofft show, wasn't it?
I think so. It was a very good show. I remember watching it as a kid. I loved it.
The of course, Great
I'm
Space
just
Coaster.
Slightly like 10 years younger than you, so it was like it was ingrained in my
and
television
was,
watching history.
Was that prior to the Muppet Show or after the Muppet? That was prior to the Muppet Show, wasn't it?
I think prior to maybe close to coinciding with.
It's
I can't remember.
Yeah,
this Muppets kind of, was that started like late 70s. I want to say
late 70s. Yeah,
I think Gray Space Coaster was maybe a little before that.
Welfare okay. listener and viewers, if you know when the timeline between the Muppet Show and the Great Space Coaster is, let us know. Write us in and tell us.
And we will talk about it on the show and get our facts straight.
Tell us. Okay, let's play a little this or that.
Boop, 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 boop.
That is not the theme song that old Tabin did for this.
No,
that's
not. That was not. He's trying new stuff.
There are some differences here.
Oh, new stuff. Okay.
Okay. So first, Tabin, this is for you. Would you like to live in eternal darkness or eternal light?
How about light so that I can not hit my nosy on every single wall in the house?
Yeah, it's a good call. Good call. Mm, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in this case, it's a good callee.
Good callee.
Yes, and as somebody who broke his toe last night because he moved his bedroom around and forgot that he moved his bedroom around.
Oh, no.
I got up to go to the restroom last night in the middle of the night and, yeah, broke my toe. My second... And from the pinky toe on my right foot. It is not, I'm not a happy raccoon right now.
Oh, raccoon, I'm so sorry. Did you, like, go to the ER or something right away?
No,
or?
I've broken my toes many times in karate, so I just tape them up.
It's like, there's another one.
Yeah, okay. Just tape them up. There's nothing they're going to do for you anyways in the ER.
So that's why your toes, never mind. All right, let's
need a
move
tow
along.
Truck. Call a tow truck.
Tow truck, yes, let's move along. Okay. Okay, so, Rain... Since
yes.
You mentioned planets before, would you prefer to live on Mercury or Neptune?
Oof. I think both of those are pretty inhospitable.
Mm-hmm.
But, assuming I could, live and breathe there, let's go with Mercury.
Okay.
You know, a nice and tan I think there. It really depends on if you would like to spend your days with a big, muscular sea god. Or spend your days in poison control.
Well,
of all the Mercury.
True.
Yes, but also Mercury was the Greek god of speed. So, might be pretty fast. Things might go fast there.
It might go faster.
So the poison
play with
would
balls.
Exit the body quickly.
Mm. Yeah. Or I could be like Sonic the Hedgehog, but like not Sonic. I'd be like Rain the Raccoon, the fast raccoon.
The fast raccoon. All right, Tabin.
I can see it now. The next great game for PlayStation, it's Sonic Part 5, Rain the Fast Raccoon.
The Fast Raccoon. It has to stop and eat and wash its food.
The Rapid Raccoon.
The Rapid Raccoon.
You got to have an R.
I like that better, yeah.
All right. Tabin, you seem to have feeling choices here. So would you rather be too hot or too cold?
That's a tough one. I mean, I do have all this fur, so I'm kind of warm anyway, but the fur is there for a reason, because if I didn't have the fur, I would be, like, really cold. So, I'm going to say too hot.
Too hot. Too hot. Too hot, baby.
That is like a song, isn't it?
It is.
Too hot for teacher... No.
Too hot for teacher. All right,
cool
Rain, would you rather, with hotness again, we're talking about, would you rather have tea that's too hot or coffee that's too cold?
Oh, my cow. What are these questions?
Well, they come from the book of 3001 this or that questions. So there's 3001 of them, and we are up to
clunkers every now.
We're up to 210, so we've got a lot to go through.
Because I like iced coffee, I'm going to say coffee that's too cold.
Yeah.
Well, I like iced coffee too, but I don't like it when my hot coffee from the morning gets cold.
So I don't either, but I don't like I don't like when my tea is so hot that it burns the roof of my mouth, and then I have the that weird, you know, like skin that you're
I want you both to do that at the same time again. Okay, one, two, three.
One day we will have an actual video that we do, and we'll have it do it that way.
Kind of like sure did that. Yes, got it. Make a note.
Okay. All right. So, who did I ask that to?
That was me.
Okay. So, Tabin, your question then is: would you rather be super tall but can never sit down, or super short but can never stand up?
210. Oh, this is 211.
That's 211. Yes.
Wow. I'm going to go with the too tall but could never sit down, because then something will happen and that'll
Well,
be
I mean, that fits with your energy level anyways. Because, like, when we're at a con, I never see you sit down.
I don't think that has ever happened. That is a very good point. I don't think I've ever sat down at a con.
Yes, you have. You sat down when you go to the dance competitions. You sit down when you go to the shows.
That
you
is
sit
true.
Down. For a little
and
bit.
I appreciate the show.
When he goes to the bathroom.
Because I get to sit down.
When he goes to the bathroom, he sits down, yes.
Yes.
All right, and Tabin.
Hi.
This next one is for Rain, so I guess I don't know why I said your name.
I like your lead up there.
Just to confuse him.
Just to confuse him.
You did a good job. You did a really good job.
Would you rather be a mosquito or a house fly?
Oh, my.
Ooh, really neither, but... I always kind of wanted to see, like, out of compound eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really cool. So I would go with housefly, probably. Because I don't think mosquitoes have compound eyes.
I don't know. Again, any listener? Now,
there's a total Tabin level pun there somewhere. Something about... I mean, I don't even know. I mean, so you two help me get a Tabin level pun out of this. So you got compound eyes, so there's something about concrete or mulch or like...
Well, no, because a compound is also like a
mixture? You
know, like it can be a mixture. It can also be like a group of buildings, in a secure area.
Okay.
So
compound eyes. So we are... and so something about... Me is living in a lot of buildings, and that is why I have compound eyes.
Okay.
That was on the bad level.
Or you could
Tabin.
Or you could do a pun on the word eyes and make it lies. So when you keep telling the same fib over and over and over again, that's a compound lie.
That is a compound lie.
True.
That's so much better than what I said. That is so much better. Okay, Rain, your turn. Right. Time to one up or like five up me.
or two down us, one of the two.
Either way.
Yeah, I got nothing. Okay. I got nothing.
You got nothing. Oh. All right. Let's
This has been the Tabin Tells Really Horrible Puns, and let's analyze that hour. So thanks for joining us.
It's friends? That new Tabin smell, chocolate cheese. Okay.
Chocolate cheese.
Oh, chocolate cheese.
It grows on you.
It does.
Totally. Oh my cow, does it ever.
Okay, I'm going to make a graphic of a chocolate-covered cheese that's just got the little wavy, stinky lines coming off it. Put that
and
on a sticker. then there's you
Tabin
going.
With chocolate and cheese melting down.
And little stinky lines
Tater,
going
we
up.
Have your next commission.
Stinky Tabin. Okay. Let's move along if we
shall.
I actually
might do that if I remember now, actually.
Get on with it! Yes! Get on with it!
Right, we're going to get on to upcoming events.
Upcoming events!
So this episode drops on the 23rd of September, which is the first day of autumnal.
This is a very autumnal episode.
Autumnal episode.
Right. And so you can always put your feet up because we've got an autumnal
That's Ottoman.
Ottoman.
Oh, right.
Okay. No, that's
autumnal and Ottoman are not the same.
Well, I thought the Ottoman was an empire.
It's also a little chair or a little bench you put your feet up on.
It's also the thing that Dick Van Dyke fell out numerous times in the intro to this.
Yes, because he seems to not be able to see Ottomans. So,
like so all, when you, time after time.
Yeah.
So when you trip over the Ottoman and it's an empire, is it the Ottoman Empire Strikes Back?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Again, a Tabin level joke right there. Okay,
but
letting
that was
on to.
Slightly better than a Tabin level.
Slightly better. Okay, so let's get to upcoming events. So the first one that's this coming on this weekend, there's two actually going on this weekend. There is the Alternative.
I love that name.
Alternative, yes.
Yes.
That's at the Hotel Arsenal, I guess, where you go to get guns.
You can.
in Delft, Netherlands. Don't be Delft. Don't be Delft behind.
Don't Delft. Don't Delft.
And then the 23rd, this day, this very day, at the is a Philly Fur in the Quezon City, Philippines, at a hotel called The Elements. So I'm not sure if it's rainy and cloudy there, but they have Elements at that hotel.
Hmm.
And then September 28th through the October 1st is the
Tibianium.
The Tibianium?
What would a Tabin element be? It'd be a Tabin, let's see, like Einsteinium.
A whirlwind.
Tabinium.
A whirlwind.
Yes.
A dust devil. That's a Tabian image. Okay. You have the Finfur Animus at the in Finland at Vajagagaksi, Finland. Yeah.
at the Coco Chitelli Taluka Hotel.
Taluka.
Taluka.
Taluka. Yes. If you can't get to Finland and you want to go to Budapest, who's the best? If you can't get to Finland, you want to go to Budapest, Hungary, at the Soconi Kulturalis Kospont is Fur Dance Budapest. That's September 29th through October 1st. Also, September 29th through October 1st at Fontana Dam is the Furry Takeover 2023 in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And then if you want
chicken frites and steaks and some fries. Burger.
He's gone boom hour on us.
He's gone. I'm going to throw in something right here. You know, if you're going to go to North Carolina or down south somewhere, you know why they always go to movies together, R-rated movies with the groups of 18 or more. You know why?
I don't know.
Well, because the sign says... Because the sign says 17 and under, not admitted.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's
that
why they have to go with 18 or more.
You know the toothbrush was invented in North Carolina.
That's right. Because if it was anywhere else
it was invented, it would have been the teeth brush.
The teeth brush. All right, let's get back to our stuff here. Okay, San Antonio, Texas, October 13th to 15th is Alamo City Furry Invasion. And at the Marriott San Antonio. At the airport.
It's a nice hotel. I used to live in San Antonio. That's a very nice hotel.
I thought you were going to say, I used to live in that hotel.
That's right. Yes. I used to live
in
that hotel.
No. In
Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, at the Barcelo Guadalajara is the Confer 2023. That's October 29th or October 19th through the 22nd.
I asked Paco is going and will come on the show and talk about it after that.
Yay.
So all you first that want to hear Paco talk about Confer, not now, but after that, we'll talk to him.
Yes. And then without the con, we have Furrer 2023 in Poland at Totes, Poland. I'm just going to say Totes.
Totes.
I think it's Totes, yeah.
Totes, yeah. Totes, ribbit. In Stamford, Connecticut at the Hotel and Conference Center in the Armand Hotel and Conference Center is for Apocalypse 2023. And you're muted. I see your lips are all squiggly.
Yeah. That's all I did. It was very exciting.
Okay.
That's what the Furpocalypse sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Foley artists, stand by. All right. In Wisconsin Dells at the Aquatifer 2023, October 27th through 29th. That's a water-based furry con. So have fun at Wisconsin Dells. And then, of course, the last weekend in October, well, actually, it's a week long. It's not a weekend. It's a weekday convention, is Biggest Little Fur Con, October 30th through November 2nd in the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino in Reno, Nevada.
And any furs that's going to BLFC this year, make sure to say hi to Barely, because he'll be there. Give him a hug and say hi. He's a fun bear to talk to. So
yep. Barely, and also his co-hosts on the Off Leash podcast.
Yes.
That would be Canes and
Dawson.
And Dawson, yes.
But they're,
and
they're
also
not as fun as
Papa Winchester, right?
Winchester. I don't think Winchester's going, actually.
Oh, I thought he was going to go.
He was. Pup Dash was going to go, but he's not going to make it either. So, you know, so sad.
Well, but at least your co-hosts will be there, and you can all get hugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we'll be hosting a cuddle puddle in our room, as well as a meet and greet. And we have lots of swag to give out. So come and see us there.
Mm-hmm.
Swag. All right, that takes us up to our section on mathematics, or as they say in the on the Great British Isle.
Oh, don't do it. I know what you're going to do.
They
I'm not
call
listening.
It maths. Maths.
Yeah, okay. I knew what you were going to do. That. Oh, my cow. Oh, yes. Such a pet peeve of mine. But
I know maths. Yes, I have maths today. Okay.
They do. But yes, hi.
Hi, what is your maths?
So, well, it actually turns out that I pirated a movie today. I gave it 3.14 stars.
Oh.
Pirated it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, no, but seriously, folks.
Oh, Barely's dead now.
Barely was, Bill, oh, you for sure have just seen Barely just now. So I have two things I want to talk about. I don't think it'll take too long, but there are two things that are in the genre, as it were, of counterintuitive and interesting little facts.
Okay.
So the first one is, Rain and Barely and all you furs, get some paper and like something to write with just so to help you visualize this.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Now draw a circle. Now, ideally, this will be a unit circle. That means a circle of radius 1, so like 1 inch or something. You don't have to draw it to scale. Just draw a circle and pretend it's radius 1.
Okay. Circle drawn. Radius 1.
Circle drawn. Now, just a little lead up before we actually do it. Do you know what it means to inscribe? Well, first, let's start out. Do you know what a regular polygon is? Let's start there.
That's a polygon with equal sides.
Yes. Yeah. So like a square, hexagon, six-sided figure with equal sides. Barely you. Mm-hmm. First you knew the calculator. Now I'm so proud of you tonight. Holy cow.
I know. He's so mathy.
So yeah. So a regular polygon. Now, do you know what it would mean to inscribe a polygon inside a circle?
I draw it inside a circle or put
draw
it inside the circle.
Where, but in particular, where all the corners of the polygon touch the circle.
The circle, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got your circle, and this will actually work for any polygon, but just to get something easy to draw, inscribe a square in your circle.
Okay.
So you've got a square in your circle.
The square. Yes.
Circle meets a square. Exactly. now pick a corner, one of the four corners. It doesn't matter which one because everything's symmetrical and stuff. Mm-hmm. So from that corner, there are three lines you can draw to the other corners, right? You've got the two sides that go to those two adjacent corners, and then you can draw the diagonal to the other corner.
Okay. Yes.
Correct. Now, there's mathy ways to figure out the actual lengths of those lines you just drew. You could take a ruler or something and measure them, but they have some lengths, right? They're like 1.5 inches, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, the interesting thing is, if you take the lengths of those three lines and multiply them together, you will get 4, the number of sides of your square.
Okay.
Now, this works for any polygon. So if you were to take a triangle and draw it in there, you've got two sides. If you multiply the lengths, you would get 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just for visualization purposes, try this with a hexagon. So draw another sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I say hexagon because a hexagon is easier to draw than a pentagon. So draw a six-sided polygon in that sphere.
Okay.
And you can draw now. You've got the two adjacent sides, so that's two little lines you can draw. And then you've got three others. So you've got five total lines from one corner.
Okay.
I just find this very interesting that if you took the lengths of those five lines you just drew, multiplied them, keeping in mind that some of these lengths could be irrational numbers, like square roots of mm-hmm. things and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you multiply mm-hmm. them all, you get an integer. And not only do you get an integer, you get six, which is the number of sides of the poly. So the general result is, if you do this with a polygon having n sides, multiply mm-hmm. all those lengths, you will get n. That is the number of the sides. It's just really, really interesting. And counterintuitive.
That is really, really interesting. Hmm. Yeah,
so that's my first thing. And the second thing I can even talk about even faster.
Yes.
So the thing is, you need a calculator. I mean, I can rattle off the numbers, but just so you can see it, you need a calculator that has lots of decimals on it. And so a good one to go to is just Google Google full precision calculator. And right. Like your top result should be from Math is Fun.
Okay.
So you have Math is Fun calculator precision.
Okay.
So now enter in 1 divided by 89. So 1 division slice. And what do you get?
0.11235955151.
Yes. Now, do those, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, do those six numbers in that decimal like look familiar at all?
They look like numbers.
They look like the numbers I use every day.
I've talked about this
on
the show before. It typically has to do with like snail shells and sunflowers and stuff.
Like a fractal or a Fibonacci sequence?
A Fibonacci sequence. So if you remember, all you first, the Fibonacci sequence starts with 0, 1. And then the next number, you just add those two and get the next number. Add them the next number. And if you do that, your Fibonacci sequence goes 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 5, because 2 plus 2 is 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, and so on and so on.
Hmm.
So notice those numbers in that 1 divided by 89 are 0, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 5.
2, 3, 5, yeah.
Now enter in. So you could take that 89 and mm-hmm. add a 9 to the front and the end. So try 1 divided by 9,899.
Okay. 9,899.
1 divided by 9,899. Yes. And what do you get?
0001012030.
So you've got 1, you got 10, 20, 30, 50, and then 81.
If in particular you look at the non-zero numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You get
1 plus 1 is 2, 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 3 is 5, 5 plus 3 is 8.
And since this calculator that you're looking at doesn't have all the digits, let me tell you what they are. So write these down so you can see. So if you do 1 divided by 9,899, you get 0.00101, 02, 03,
mm-hmm.
0, you guessed it, 5,
mm-hmm.
08,
mm-hmm.
No zero, but 13,
mm-hmm.
21,
mm-hmm.
34, 55, which are exactly the next Fibonacci numbers.
Hmm.
Wow.
What about that?
If you do it again, add a 9 to the front and the back, do it. You get a longer decimal expansion, and you get more Fibonacci numbers. You get, let's see, after that 55, you get 89, 144, and it goes on and on. And so it goes like this all throughout. You can just keep adding nines, and you get more and more Fibonacci numbers.
Wow. Well, I'll be
really
figured.
Interesting. Yeah,
that is really cool. Interesting.
Huh. And there is a mathematical reason. I won't tell you now, but there is a mathematical reason for it. It's not just one of those, it just happens to be like that. There are similar things that happen with other numbers, but it's all really cool and interesting.
Well, that is really cool, my math for the week. Awesome possum. Well,
indeed.
In that case, since I promised our viewers that we would keep it to a tight hour, we are just about at a tight hour right now. So,
yes. I do have some breaking news, though.
Breaking news, yes.
Breaking news. I just got this email, like, just as we were talking.
Yes.
One Piece will continue. The new series will continue into season 2.
Bop, 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 indeed.
Bopping dee dee doo.
You heard it here first, you furs.
Yes. Well, our time has run out. Well, the time for the show has run out. Actually, we could go on indefinitely, but then where's the fun in that? I mean, eventually we need to sleep and eat and poop and pee and take a shower. No, I'm digressing. And remember, you can help support the show through subscriptions at Buzzsprout or through Merch Perch at Redbubble Bonfire or Fourth Wall or through donations at Ko-Fi or Patreon. Every little bit helps. You don't have to, but if you do want to, we would appreciate it. We love it. It helps keep the pup in kibble.
We do.
And the rest of us in
even this
wine.
New one needs kibble and bacon.
Yes, even this is it. Before I turn it over to the pup, Rain, have anything last words of wisdom for our listeners?
I say, Mubark Fluff, stay furry and be kind to each other.
Be
and
kind
yourself.
To each other. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Tabin? Oh, Mr. Well, New Tabin that smells like chocolate cheese. Would you please take us out, please?
Yes, but not to a place that has only cheese and chocolate, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not where I'm going to take you out. Yes, thank you all you for listening to this. I say Mubark Fluff, as the case may be.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you for tolerating this new Tabin that's going on now or something. Can't wait to hug you type with Fuzzies at a con. My next con is Anthro Northwest. Rain will be there too. Barely and I will be at Further Confusion. All three of us will be at Get Out the Float. So lots of opportunities to give us fluffy hugs, and we look forward to that. That's exciting. So until then, and until next week when we bark at you, can't wait to do it. See you next, or I won't see you. I'll bark at you next time. Moo bark fluff, stay furry. Bark, bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free is Library. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.